The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Did you know America's founding fathers were not afraid to acknowledge God when writing their government documents? When the Second Continental Congress passed the Declaration of Independence, they made sure God was acknowledged as the giver of their rights. They boldly declared America had a right to exist because of, quote, the laws of nature and the laws of nature's God. According to William Blackstone, the jurist our founders quoted as much as any other, the laws of nature's God are the laws of God written in the Bible. Thomas Jefferson, the chief author of the Declaration, identified the God who created us as being the source of our rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He stated that men were, quote, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. They also wrote in the Declaration of their desire that God would show their cause to be just. They stated, quote, appealing to the supreme judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions. They believed they were in the order of God for governments. Thus, they appealed to Him to show this by the outcome of their struggle. They closed the Declaration by acknowledging God as the one they counted on for that protection. Taking on the greatest army in the world in a war which they knew would come demanded protection beyond themselves. So they wrote, quote, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on divine providence, we mutually pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. The writing of this Declaration of Independence was the greatest work our original American government did. Yet here is our government, in its greatest government document, openly acknowledging that our rights come from God, and that it will take His power to defend those rights against a vastly superior foe. This is a far cry from the so-called separation of church and state being promoted today by those who would strip us of our religious heritage. Our founders' references to God in the Declaration of Independence speak to us of their desire to have a relation of church to state instead of an isolation of church from state. They wanted the Church of Jesus Christ, the Bible-believing church, to have a relationship to the government that they were creating. They understood it could not exist without the foundation of biblical law. They understood that only by what the Bible taught would they be able to withstand both the onslaught of the enemy from without, but also the enemy's uprising from within, as we're seeing so much today. There must be a relationship between church and state if the state is to continue to exist. Indeed, John Adams would say, "This Constitution is made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." Let us not be confused by the misleading phrase separation of church and state. Renowned Supreme Court Justice Joseph Story, who served the court for 34 years between 1811 and 1844, gave us great insight about the relation of church and state which the founders wanted. He stated, "Probably at the time of the adoption of the Constitution, the general, if not universal, sentiment in America was that Christianity ought to receive encouragement from the state." Shouldn't we work to restore our religious liberty in the relation between church and state in the balanced way our founders did? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.